The role of reactive oxygen, nitrogen intermediates and microorganisms in the prevention of injuries related to copper intrauterine devices. Introduction. In contrast to previous beliefs that intrauterine devices, that is IUD, were associated with an increase in pelvic inflammatory disease, that is PID, copper IUD seems to carry less risk for PID. The copper in the IUD has been shown to have some bactericidal activity. Michel et al. Found a decrease in the incidence of Gardnerella vaginalis in the copper IUD users. Piscina et al. Observed inhibition in the growth of Neisseria gonorrhea with micromolar concentration of copper and reported about the bactericidal activity of copper in vitro. Elhag et al. Showed the inhibitory effect of copper on gram-positive bacteria and lactobacilli. Kleinman et al. Demonstrated that Chlamydia trachomatis growth could be inhibited in cultured human endometrial cells by copper ions at concentrations of copper known to be released by the copper IUDs. However, the exact mechanism of antimicrobial action of copper IUD is not known. The increase in the number of polymorphonuclear leukocytes in the endometrium following IUD insertion has been documented. The cells are activated by various stimuli such as opsonized microorganisms, complement fragments, and by N-formulated oligopeptides of bacterial origin that are actively secreted or released by the lysis of dead organisms. These activated inflammatory cells release a reactive oxygen intermediates, ROI, and reactive nitrogen intermediates, RNI. It has been shown that metals like iron and copper act as catalysts in augmenting the toxicity of reactive oxygen intermediates. Gupta et al. Observed that the copper levels in the uterine flushings were significantly higher at 1 week post-insertion. Similarly, Nathan and Hibbs have also shown the effect of RNI in the control of infection and interaction of nitric oxide with microbial enzymes containing iron sulfidyl proteins that could account for antimicrobial action. ROI and RNI levels have been studied separately and subsequently together in copper IUD users. But no microbiological studies which have been done in the present study were carried out, and the number of subjects studied is larger with a longer follow-up. Subjects and methods. The subject for the study included women seeking cuIUD insertion in the Family Planning Clinic of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, Medical Microbiology, Experimental Medicine Biotechnology, Postgraduate Institute of Medical Education and Research, Chandigarh, India, from February 2001 to February 2003. After routine examination and excluding women with local infection and any contraindication for IUD insertion, swabs were taken from the endocervix. Then the cervix and the vagina were cleansed with betadine and the uterine aspirate was collected. The copper IUD was inserted in the immediate postmenstrual phase. All the subjects recruited for the study were followed up at 1, 4 and 12 weeks, and cervical swabs and uterine aspirate were collected on each visit again in the postmenstrual phase. Thus, each subject acted as her own control. A written informed consent was taken from each patient. The plan of work was approved by the Institute Ethics Committee. In 20 subjects, the endocervical swabs and uterine aspirate were collected at 24 weeks also. Collection of cervical swab samples. After cleansing and draping before any vaginal examination was made, swabs were taken from the endocervix for smear examination and culture for aerobic and anaerobic organisms. Endocervical swabs were collected to screen for the following: Chlamydia trachomatis, Neisseria gonorrhea, Group B Streptococcus, Staphylococcus species, Urea plasma urea lyticum, Gardnerella vaginalis, and aerobic organisms. The Chlamydia trachomatis antigen was detected in the endocervical epithelial cells collected with the swab by ELISA test using MicroTrack Kit, Siva Company 3403, Verba Nina Road, San Jose, California 95161-9013. Out of the three swabs from the endocervix, one swab was used for detection of pus cells, epithelial cells, aerobic and anaerobic organisms, and yeast cells after staining with Gram's stain. The second swab was inoculated in pleuropneumonia-like organisms, that is PPLO media, for detecting genital mycoplasma. The third swab was inoculated on two plates of sheep blood agar for detecting aerobic and anaerobic organisms. New York City media and human blood agar were used for detecting Neisseria gonorrhea and Gardnerella vaginalis respectively. Different organisms were identified according to standard methods. Collection of uterine aspirate and isolation of cells. After taking the endocervical samples, the vagina and cervix were cleansed and 5 ml of sterile normal saline was instilled into the uterine cavity through a polythene cannula. It was aspirated after 1 minute and collected in siliconized centrifuge tube. This was followed by copper iodine insertion. The aspirate was centrifuged at 500 rpm for 10 minutes at 4 degrees Celsius to separate any tissue debris. The supernatant containing mononuclear cells was separated by density gradient centrifugation by using Ficol isoopaque column. Cells in the interface, that is the monocytes and lymphocytes, were taken in a separate tube and suspended in 1 ml minimum essential medium, that is MEM, with a pH value of 7.2. It was kept for 2 hours at 30 degrees Celsius in 5% CO2 atmosphere, and viability of monocytes was checked by the Trypan Blue exclusion test. Cells were identified by S-trace staining. Determination of reactive nitrogen intermediates. Monocytes in the concentration of 1 into 10 to the power 6 cells per ml MREM were centrifuged at 1000 rpm at 4 degrees Celsius for 10 minutes. The supernatant was collected and nitrite determination was carried out by using grease reagent following the methods of Green et al. And expressed as n moles of RNI per 10 to the power 6 cells. Estimation of L-citrulline. L-citrulline in the uterine aspirate was determined by the colorimetric method of Boyd et al. And expressed as n moles per 10 to the power 6 cells. Determination of reactive oxygen intermediates. Luminol was used as an amplifier in measuring luminol-dependent chemiluminescence. So the cells in a 24-well sample plate, 2 ml of fresh MEM was added. Total free oxygen radicals were measured by luminol-dependent chemiluminescence. Counting was done for 1 second and 5 minutes and basal response was measured after addition of 20 mu L luminol. 20 microliter of latex was added to read peak response. CL index, that is chemiluminescence index, is equal to peak CI. Basal CI, the uterine aspirate was processed in the same manner as the endocervical specimen for microbiological studies. The results were analyzed by using Student's paired T-test and McNamara's chi-square test. The results. Of the 53 recruited subjects, 45 completed all 4 visits and 20 subjects came for 24 weeks of follow-up also. 49 subjects completed 1 week post-insertion follow-up. The online statistical program was used for statistical analysis. RNA values and L-citrulline in uterine aspirate. A statistically significant decrease in the RNI and L-citrulline values was observed at 1 week post-insertion as compared with pre-insertion values, p was less than 0.05. A similar declining trend was observed at 4 and 12 weeks and the decrease at all times was statistically significant, p was less than 0.05. However, in 20 subjects in whom samples were collected at 24 weeks, the values observed were similar to the pre-insertion values. ROI level in uterine aspirate. The CL index at 1 week post-insertion was higher than the pre-insertion value. However, the difference was not statistically significant. P was greater than 0.05. A similar rising trend was observed at 4 and 12 weeks, but the difference was not statistically significant. Again, P was greater than 0.05. These values at 24 weeks were similar to the values observed before insertion of the device. Microbiological studies. On all visits, both before and after COT insertion, the organisms found in the cervical smear as well as in the smear of the uterine aspirate were gram-positive and negative bacilli, mainly lactobacilli, which is a normal commensal in the female genital tract. There were some gram-negative and positive cocci also. 6 subjects had growth of Gardnerella vaginalis on the first visit. One of these did not come for follow-up as she got the COT removed the same day due to excessive bleeding. The other 5 were given treatment when they came 1 week after insertion. In 3 of these subjects, the endocervical swab was positive for Gardnerella on the 4th week visit also, but negative in the subsequent samples. 3 had grown at 1 week, 2 in the cervical swab and 1 in both the cervical swab and the uterine aspirate. The total number of subjects having growth of organism increased at 1 week from 29 to 32 in the cervical strap and from 13 to 15 in the uterine aspirate, though most of these were normal commensals. The same subjects when followed up at a 4 week period showed that only 13 had growth in cervical strap and 3 subjects in uterine aspirate. A similar decrease was observed at 12 weeks when 7 had the growth in cervical strap and 2 in the uterine aspirate. However, the decrease in the number of subjects having growth of organisms when compared to those having no growth was not found statistically significant. Many subjects who had no growth at pre-insertion visit, that is 24 had no growth in cervical strap and 40 had no growth in uterine aspirate, showed a growth of organisms in their subsequent cervical and uterine samples. However, the difference in the number of subjects with growth in their 1, 4 and 12 weekly visit was not statistically significant. The total number of women having growth at each visit did not show any significant increase in the trend. The discussion. Copper IUD is an effective, safe and convenient contraceptive method and is one of the popular methods of temporary contraception used today. The association of PID with IUD use is still controversial. Moyer and Mitchell showed that there is an increased number of polymorphonuclear cells in the IUD users. However, the local inflammation in the endometrium following IUD insertion may cause the inflammatory cells to release reactive oxygen intermediates and nitrogen intermediates, thereby causing oxidative stress. In the present study, we observed a steady and significant increase in the levels of CL index at 4 and 12 weeks, indicating an increased production of ROI at this time. Our results are in accordance with those of Amla et al. At the same time, a steady decline in RNI levels was observed at 1, 4 and 12 weeks post-insertion. Angelica et al., who studied RNI levels in copper IUD users, also reported similar results. The findings of the present study corroborate the observation made by these two groups of workers. However, it was also observed that CL index and RNI values at 24 weeks were similar to the values observed pre-insertion. This corroborates the findings of Moyer et al., who studied the endometrium at intervals up to 5 years after insertion and observed that the changes reverted back to normal in 6 months. The fall observed in the RNI levels may be due to an increased local inflammation in the endometrium due to copper IUD insertion, as well as due to the increase in the number of organisms post-insertion. It has been reported that the phagocytic respiratory burst with production of superoxide anion is a critical component of host defense against infection. The enzymatic pathways leading to synthesis of ROI and RNI are distinct and the end products can influence each other. The superoxide anion then produced may rapidly inactivate nitric oxide produced by the cells. The other manner could be the activation of CAMP, which decreases the GMP, which forms the basis of nitric oxide activity. This observation that synergistic antimicrobial activity results perhaps from the combination of the phagocytic respiratory burst and the nitric oxide synthase interaction in vivo is further strengthened by our findings that the increased growth of organisms immediately following CU-IUD insertion was attenuated significantly during the 12-week post-insertion period. Timothy et al. And Michel et al. Reported that copper enhances the microbicidal activity of an IUD but did not comment on the mechanism. In another study, Gupta et al. Have shown that there is an increase in copper levels in the uterine aspirate, which is associated with a rise in ROI levels following CU-IUD insertion. Inorganic mediators like ROI and RNI released by the activated inflammatory cells could be responsible for the microbicidal action of copper in the IUD. The progressive fall in RNI levels along with a decrease in the number of growth of organisms as well as a concomitant increase in ROI levels as observed in our study indicate the control of infection due to activation of macrophages, thereby leading to a fall in RNI levels. The number of subjects whose cervical swabs or uterine aspirate showed growth of organisms were found to be negative for all pathogenic organisms, except one subject who had persistently grown chlamydia at 12 and 24 weeks and was given antibiotics. Also, though 45.4% and 54.7% subjects had positive cultures for mycoplasma and urea plasma urea lyticum respectively, both these organisms were found in a considerable number of sexually active healthy adults and all these subjects were also asymptomatic. Hence, the hypothesis that the radicals NO and superoxide anion play an important role in biological regulation and superoxide anion thus produced may give rise to other forms of ROI that may serve as mediators in regulatory process. In bacteria and mammalian cells, most of the redox-sensitive regulatory mechanisms serve to protect against oxidative stress and to re-establish redox homeostasis. Acknowledgement. This study was funded for the Extra Mural Grant from Indian Council of Medical Research.